Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Today we're going to discuss transfer rules in Division I. In basketball, men's and women's, football, and men's ice hockey, student athletes have to sit out a year if they transfer institutions. In other NCAA sports, they don't have to do this. Dr. Brand, why is this?
Well, let's take a particular sport like baseball. Perhaps there should be a transfer rule in baseball as well. What happens in Division I baseball, for example, is that we see a lot of movement between teams. That makes it harder for the fans, but it certainly makes it harder for the coaches, too. What happens every summer is that many of the players go off and play summer league. One famous one is Cape Cod. And coaches go there and essentially recruit a whole new team. I'm not sure that that's the best approach.
It doesn't seem to be within the spirit of NCAA.
And no, it doesn't. In the other sports, and particularly in other divisions, people do tend to stay with their teams, which is good. But the movement between teams in baseball, I think, is actually harming the sport right now. Now, not everyone agrees with that statement. Some of the coaches who haven't recruited well in the first year may well want to go to the summer leagues and attract new players. Those who have recruited well prefer to keep their players. So there's a split in the baseball coaching community on this. But I think it needs very serious consideration.
And we've heard that having to sit out that 1 year for those basketball and football student-athletes isn't that friendly. But it seems like it works the other way with the transfer rule. It's not that friendly for baseball players, is it?
It's not that friendly for baseball players. And the fact of the matter is the baseball players are almost like free agents. They keep transferring between institutions. And that can't be healthy for their education, let alone their ability to have teammates, make friends, and for the fans who want to follow these players year after year.
And talk a little bit about those graduation rates for baseball players. APR just came out.
The APR for baseball players isn't as high as we would like. I don't think that has a great deal to do with the transfer rule, but it might have something to do with the transfer rule. I think part of it is that some of the players, once they begin their season, don't in fact apply themselves enough in order to make sure that they're eligible for the next year.
All right. Well, we will certainly keep our eye on that. Thank you for tuning in to Mondays with Miles, which can be found on the NCAA blog, the AA Zone, each and every Monday morning. We will see you next week.